आज हम सभी शिव जयंती के उपलक्ष्य में भी एकत्रित हैं।
Today we all have gathered here on the auspicious occasion of Mahashivratri, and we also have gathered here to take happiness from Baba. And so first of all, very great greetings to all of you on this auspicious occasion, Shivratri, Baba's birthday and also our birthday. So clap hands for your birthday. You also have to give some gift. So are you all ready? The gift has to be given. Baba will give us and we will give to Baba. And before that, today I was remembering, you all have heard so many times, the first day of the year 1936, when God incarnated for the first time on this earth. 3-4 days ago, we have heard in the Murli, Baba was saying, even I feel restless sitting up above. When children were very sorrowful and were calling out, so I was also restless. I was uncomfort. And so I came down. When he came for the first time in the body of Brahma, let us remember those days. Brahma Baba's face and eyes became red and the sound emerged. Remember, I am the embodiment of light, I am Shiva. God was giving his own introduction. I have come in the body of Brahma. I am knowledgeful, I am Shiva. So think, the matter became blissful by listening to the sounds of God. The entire Brahmand, the matter, started welcoming God on this earth. When God heard the voice of sorrow of the children, he descended. So God today also has to come, being pulled by our love. He will come, isn't it? So many a times I have been telling these things. When Baba is now not coming in the corporeal form, everyone at least ten times above, Baba is making us to experience. And our experience will also multiply 10 times. And so we also have to learn. Baba has said many a times, if you call Baba with lot of love, with honest heart, then Baba will come and you will also experience. You will see Baba in front of you. And even today, Baba will come, Baba will be seen. We have to sit with our third eye open. Then Baba will come down, being pulled by the string of love. And we will continue to invoke him.
ले चले बुद्धि को परम धाम,
टेक योर इंटेलेक्ट टू द सुप्रीम अबोड,
अपने तीसरे नेत्र से देखें,
लुक फ्रॉम योर थर्ड डिवाइन आई,
सर्वशक्तिवान,
द ऑलमाइटी,
प्यार के सागर,
द ओशन ऑफ लव,
दुखहर्ता,
द रिडीमर ऑफ सोरो, द सीड ऑफ द ट्री,
निराकार,
द इनकॉर्पोरियल,
ज्ञान सूर्य,
द सन ऑफ नॉलेज,
उनकी तेजस्वी किरणें,
हिज ब्राइट रेज आर बीइंग स्प्रेड फार फार अवे,
बहुत प्यार से आह्वान करें,
विल इनवोक विथ एक्सट्रीम लव,
मेरे परम सदगुरु,
ओ माय द वन हु गिव्स मी लाइफ,
आपके प्यारे बच्चे,
द सुप्रीम सदगुरु,
आपसे
वी आर योर लवली चिल्ड्रन,
अपना धाम छोड़कर,
Leave your throne,
हमारे पास आ जाओ,
and come to us,
हमारी आवाज सुनकर बाबा नीचे उतरने लगे,
hearing our voice, Baba started coming down,
शक्तियों की किरणें चारों ओर फैलाते हुए,
and while spreading the rays of his power on every side, he comes down, he has come to the subtle world,
brahma tan mein pravesh kiya,
he entered the body of brahma. Now both are coming down.
Aur aa gaye hamare sammukh.
And has come in front of us.
Drishti de rahe.
He is giving drishti.
अपना प्यार भरा हाथ मेरे सिर पर रख दिया,
He has placed his hand of love on my head,
और बोले बच्चे सदा सुखी,
I said child may you be always happy, and went back to the Supreme Abode.
हमें इस जीवन की यात्रा को आनंदकारी बनाना है.
We have to make our life journey very blissful.
और जो एक साल से हैं उन्हें भी.
So everybody have to enjoy this life and today's day
Baba ko gift de dein.
We have to give gift to
Baba ne jo gift anek Shiv Jayanti ke
And Baba has taken many gifts on Mahashivratri many a times, and that Baba is reminding us once again today. Baba says, you children have to give gift to me on this birthday, the gift of anger, and take gift from me, the blessings from me. So I first of all ask, many brothers and sisters are sitting here. After belonging to Baba, those who have renounced anger, please raise your hand. Those who have renounced anger, please raise your hand. So congratulations to all of you. Because this is the fire of anger. Many families are being burnt through this. We ourselves are burnt through this fire of anger, and many families are also being burnt, and it destroys everything. So we have to give the gift of this anger to Baba. So whatever we do with honest heart, or we surrender to Baba, we will be liberated from it. So this day has the blessing. And therefore, everyone with honest heart will give this gift, and this gift should not come back to us, and therefore it is necessary that we have to awaken the power of peace within ourselves. The peace has to be awakened from ourselves, and Baba has given the knowledge of how to awaken peace within ourselves. I, the soul, I am very peaceful. Accept this. I am liberated from anger. This anger is not my sanskar. This is Ravan's property. My property is peace and love. So now we will awaken this. We will give the sound to our deep peace, which is within ourselves. So look at yourselves in the center of your forehead. The shining star, the soul. I am a shining jewel. I am extremely peaceful. Accept this thought. My sanskar is peaceful. The rays of peace is being spread through me everywhere. Make your mind peaceful, your attitude peaceful. I am a peaceful soul. I am a victorious jewel, and I am liberated from anger. accept these two thoughts.
मुझे बाबा ने विजयी होने का बल दिया.
बाबा has given me strength to become victory.
मैं क्रोध मुक्त हूँ.
I am liberated from anger. I am very peaceful.
Om Shanti. सच्चे मन से यदि हम संकल्प कर लें कि मुझे क्रोध पर
विथ अ ट्रू माइंड इफ वी क्रिएट अ थॉट दैट आई हैव टू गेन विक्ट्री ओवर एंगर देन बाबा विल डेफिनेटली हेल्प अस एंड ऑटोमेटिकली द माइंड स्टार्ट्स बिकमिंग पीसफुल.
किन कारणों से ये अग्नि जलती है
एंड वी हैव टू फाइंड आउट द रीजन व्हाई देयर इज द फायर ऑफ एंगर. What kind of desires are there? Desires give birth to anger. We have to destroy anger. And we also think that whatever I wish to happen, that only has to happen. So this is not possible in the world as I wish that the others should do it. The sanskar is separate, the thoughts are separate. Waking up early in the morning every day, 5 times, we all will remember, 3 minutes every day, remember for yourself that I am a victorious jewel, liberated from anger, a peaceful one. As you say that you are a peaceful being, you have to feel, and that peacefulness will emerge within you. With courage, have to gain victory over anger. I have read a very beautiful slogan. It was written on a small board outside the center, a very beautiful thing. The thing which motivates us. Your 1 second of anger will destroy your future, which is going to become bright. The one who will read this will definitely think about this. Anger destroys one's future. And many lives have been burned through this anger. We have to experience supreme bliss, and it can happen only after we destroy this anger. We have to make our life very peaceful. In order to make it peaceful and happy, first of all, you have to make your thoughts great.
और विचारों की महानता आती है
एंड द ग्रेटनेस ऑफ थॉट्स कम्स फ्रॉम
मुरली के चिंतन
चर्निंग द ओशन ऑफ नॉलेज चर्निंग बाबा स्मुरली. बाबा स्मुरली इज अनलिमिटेड ट्रेजर स्टोर. यस्टरडे समबडी आस्क्ड मी
हमें किताबें पढ़नी चाहिए.
इन ऑर्डर टू गेन नॉलेज डू वी नीड टू स्टडी द बुक्स. Definitely not. Baba's each and every Murli is equal to a book. It itself is a philosophy, and that philosophy is not in anywhere in the world. And therefore we say God to be truthful. He himself is giving the true knowledge. And if we become the embodiment of that true knowledge, we will gain many wisdoms. So everybody should know the secret. Those who are very sensible and intellectuals, they have to try to understand what I am saying. If we have to make our intellect divine, then each and every jewels of knowledge will make us realize that there is nothing much to read, but only we have to understand and absorb Baba's knowledge.
ratna mein bhandar samaya hua
hai. In each and every jewels of knowledge there is the treasure store contained.
Baba ke sarvashresh gyan ko apni wisdom banate.
We have to make this elevated Baba's knowledge as our wisdom.
Isko divine wisdom
by making it as a divine wisdom. This will make our life divine. There will be a very beautiful experience. So everybody should pay attention on Murli. In order to make your life happy, God's meeting at Amrit Vela and the bliss of Murli. The one who takes these two things in their life, the life starts changing very quickly. And whatever endeavors you do, the treasure stores will be accumulated and you will be taken across all the obstacles. The doctors conduct the heart program, the CAD program. So 10 years ago it was said, the heart ailments is increasing at a fast speed in the world. After 5 years, there was this answer, medical scientist, tension is increasing day by day. And tension will reach every home. And after 5 years, that also changed. There was mental illness, depression, in a form of tsunami, it continued. The all Baba's children, we have to make ourselves very simple, have to learn to remain happy, and should have the practice of being a detached observer. 3 points I am bringing into your notice: simplicity, cheerfulness, and observer. Whatever will be taking place in the world, it will become very difficult to see, and therefore there should be the practice of being a detached observer. And if we don't become a detached observer, there will be a very bad effect on our mind. We have to remain very light. And from now, we should have the practice of living a very simple life, a very easy life. So only two things are important for this. We need to accept many things in our life. So all of you check your lives, check your families. Give one eye on your companions. We cannot change the one which we cannot change. We have to accept what Baba says. We cannot change the attitude of each one. However, one is we have to accept it and we have to make our attitude and thoughts peaceful. Secondly, nothing will happen according to what we wish. And therefore, in every situation, we have to be a detached observer and keep ourselves very light and have this practice. Murli is a great happiness. It is not only knowledge, but it gives great happiness. The one who speaks the Murli also gives happiness, and the one who listens should also feel happiness. And we have to make ourselves full. So in the coming days, we have to distribute this happiness to others. Amrit Vela doesn't mean that we only have to wake up and sit. After we wake up, do we awaken ourselves, or we wake up and we just drowse? We have to know how much we awaken ourselves, how much we know to charge ourselves, our thoughts. A very beautiful thing which I like to share with you all. From today, we will work on it. It is a very beautiful thing, very simple, and it is very practical for Baba's children. We have to wake up while being cheerful and also sleep while being cheerful. So now we will sit in Baba's remembrance.
सब मोहताज योग लगा कर पाप मिटा ले स्वर्ग सजा ले दुआज काम क्रोध मद लोभ मोह वश आज है सब मोहताज योग लगा कर पाप मिटा ले स्वर्ग सजा ले दुआज
So all of you look at your life. Are we in heaviness or in Baba's love? So we will remember this slogan. While you wake up being cheerful, and while you sleep, sleep being cheerful. Then the world will smile. People, when they wake up in the morning, you all have the experience. Some have the influence of sleep, some have the influence of illness, or sometimes some have the influence of their work. We all have to make a rule for ourselves. As soon as we open our eyes, along with saying good morning to Baba, In the first thought, we have to say, Baba, thank you. Baba, you have given me everything. Multi-million-fold thank you. The mind becomes cheerful and you will feel that the hand of blessings of Baba is on my head. So in this way you need to begin your day. Some might have started, some has to start. The first moment should be spent in Baba's remembrance. Even while sleeping, the same thing. And let there be no effect of anything on your mind throughout the day. So before you go to sleep, write a small letter to Baba. It isn't necessary that you have to show that letter to anyone. You can write the letter to Baba very beautifully so that Baba will also look at that and smile as how good life my children are living. So every day we need to go to Baba. So become full in yourselves when you go to Baba. If, for example, your child has gone somewhere for 5 years and comes back, and if he comes upset, and if he comes being sorrowful, how do you feel? And if he becomes full and he brings many things or commodities to home, so how do you feel? So every day we also need to go to Baba. Baba will also become blissful and we also will become blissful. So very beautiful time is passing by. We have to take blessings from Baba. Only they will receive the blessing. The one who has liberated their intellect from all negativities and waste. The one who has been liberated their intellect from all rubbish. So once again we will practice this God's meeting. In a second we will all feel, just as we are here, I am now in the subtle world beyond the sky. Bab Dada is in front of me. See yourselves very clearly. Brahma Baba is spreading the divine light through his every part of organs. Baba is giving drishti. This meeting is very beautiful. His drishti fills me with happiness. Baba applied tilak on my forehead and gave me the blessing. Child, may you be elevated yogi. Constantly be happy. May you be free from obstacles. And place this hand of blessing on my head. Have this good feeling. Very happy and beautiful vibrations from Baba's hand is being spread on me. And while taking Baba's drishti, we came back to this corporeal world. Two secrets have to be remembered. Baba had made everything easy. First thing, this has to be brought practically. Now one who becomes more detached from this body, they will be more loved by all. If you are not getting love in your family, if the society is not looking at you with a loveful drishti, or if your friends or companions don't love you, so practice becoming detached from the body. This is a very simple technique. I am a soul. I am detached from this body. I am a soul. I am not this body. Gradually, the detachment will be there from this body and will continue to receive everyone's love automatically. And secondly, the more one will stay in self-respect, and the name and fame will come like a shadow behind you. Baba had said many a times, now one who stays in the self-respect, God Himself will give them respect. Even the matter will give respect to them. It is a very deep thing to understand. There may be hot humidity. The temperature will become normal if you stay in your self-respect. If there is any noise anywhere, as soon as you stay in your self-respect that you are peaceful, the atmosphere will become peaceful. To the one whom God gives respect, the whole world will give them respect. You may be moving in this knowledge. The family members may become upset with you. In the office, the co-workers may work in a different way. So the solution for everything is, you have to select few self-respect and bring that self-respect in your feeling that I am a great soul means I am a great soul. So that has to be accepted. Now one who are opposing you will give you respect. So there should be very good practice of these two things and the life journey becomes simple, easy, successful. So I am reminding you all about the two virtues, simplicity and tolerance. After taking Baba's knowledge, after meeting God, after finding the best of our fortune, we have to be content. Even after meeting God, the mind is not peaceful. The mind is stumbling here and there. The mind is asking for many kinds of desires. This is a very big mistake. I had heard in the corporeal form Baba saying, child, what will you do by taking respect from human being when God Himself is giving you respect? It is such a beautiful thing. There should be no desires of getting regard from others. We have to become the one with rights of regard. Why we have to run behind any regard? So we have to bring these things into our practice. At home, all Baba's children have great responsibility. You all have to make your home a temple, a pilgrimage place. You are all elevated effort makers. So I would tell you all that you have to make your life a walking and moving pilgrimage place. Baba has spoken these things in the year 1969. Make your life so beautiful. Wherever you are, let there be no upheavals, no fluctuations. Wherever you are, let there be the waves of love. Wherever you are, let everyone be happy. And so everybody has to learn this art. Let there be no upheavals in your families. Sometimes it is very difficult in the family. There is no love, but in some family there is extreme love. There is no ego. There is happiness of everyone. And in some family, the happiness is being snatched away. And in some family, there is selfishness, there is negative vibrations which are created. Maybe you are alone or single who have taken this knowledge, but never think that I am alone, I am alone. The other one is not in the knowledge, so how will I change others? In the temples, the special deities are only one. And so, consider yourself to be a special deity. Stay in the self-respect. All the mothers have to have this practice of being in the self-respect. I am the special deity of this home. At least 10-15 times, so this respect has to be remembered. And you will see how the vibrations of your home will change. If anybody is addicted in something or the other at home, or somebody is wasting money, or somebody is not working well, someone even doesn't know whether they are human beings or not. Completely they have become zero. Our bad behavior should not affect the minds of others. Nowadays, everyone's brain, mind is very weak. Doctors are sitting here, for them it is very important. When the brain is created in the womb, the soul which enters the womb,
के अनुसार ब्रेन बनता है. हम सब जानते हैं कलयुग
विल बी क्रिएटेड अकॉर्डिंग टू द वाइब्रेशंस इन द रूम एंड द ब्रेन इज ऑल्सो क्रिएटेड अकॉर्डिंग टू द वाइब्रेशंस विच द सोल ब्रिंग्स फ्रॉम इट्स पास्ट बर्थ.
हमें दूसरों से अपने व्यवहार को बहुत मधुर प्यार से भरा हुआ उनको सम्मान.
वी हैव टू मेक अदर्स बिहेवियर स्वीट. वी हैव टू बिकम रिडीमर्स ऑफ सोरो एंड दोज़ आर ब्राह्मिन सोल्स लिव विद सेल्फ रिस्पेक्ट विद प्योरिटी.
किसी की 50 तक पहुंची किसी की 60
हैव टू इंक्रीज देयर वैल्यू इज डे बाय डे एंड देयरफॉर
सुखों के वाइब्रेशन.
You have to spread the vibrations of happiness in your families. Let there be the flow of the Ganges of love.
जाते ही शुरू कर देंगे एक दूसरे के कार्यों को appreciate.
Have to appreciate the work of one another.
के कार्यों की प्रशंसा करना घरों.
Have to appreciate the work of one another at home. Maybe the mothers have prepared food at home. Even if it is not good, you have to appreciate that it is too good. Mothers are clapping hands for this. You need to appreciate the work of one another. There is the pressure of study on the children, and therefore the mothers have to take care of their children, not to bring pressure of study on the children. One of the students has taken very good marks in the final year of MBBS, but she has been pressurized so much. It has been affected her mind and brain, and she says that she doesn't want to study anymore, she doesn't want to become a doctor. But we have to fill zeal and enthusiasm. We have to inspire others. Even if your child is not sensible, and even then you tell that child that you are too sensible, and one day he will definitely become sensible. So don't say bad words which makes him senseless. So in the family you need to pay attention on these things. Let there be the atmosphere of happiness, where there is waves of happiness in the family, there will be the place of Goddess Lakshmi.
सबसे ज्यादा healing power रोगों को ठीक करने की शक्ति.
The healing power is in brain and in happiness. The biggest virtue is love and happiness, and that has to be spread in every home. Many homes and many centers will become lighthouse in the coming times. Now at the last I would like to say,
समय के बारे में बाबा साकार मुरलियों में ही बहुत कुछ.
बाबा स्पीक्स मेनी थिंग्स अबाउट टाइम इन द साकार मुरली.
कितना खतरनाक.
डिस्ट्रक्शन विल बी सो डेंजरस.
दुखों के पहाड़ गिरेंगे.
द माउंटेन ऑफ सोरो विल फॉल.
मन में प्रेम और शुभ भावनाएं.
बट वी विल हैव love and good wishes in our mind for everyone, and we will awaken that from now. Everyone will remember, and let there be no hatred feeling towards anyone. If there is hatredness, negative vibrations, negative feelings, then whether it will affect others or not, but it will definitely affect our brain. And therefore we now have to do great work. You all will remember Baba's words. Your words of good wishes is like diamond and gold. And therefore keep all the trivial matters on one side. The time will move at a very fast speed. Baba has said that this year 2018 is the year of completion. It isn't that it will be completed everything, but Baba wants we children to attain perfection, attain completion, so that in the coming times we become more easy yogis, because situations will increase and at that time we will be unable to connect our yoga, and therefore we have to be yogis from now. Baba said this is the year of completion, and Baba also said the one who does good effort, Baba will give them blessings this year. We will do less effort and Baba will help more. There will be Baba's blessings this year. So we have to keep all these things in our mind, and we have to get liberated ourselves with all the trivial matters, and we have to be full in all divine treasures, because in the coming times service will take place through drishti. Service will take place through two words of blessings, and all the treasures that has been accumulated will also be used. Baba's flag is being hoisted in every home, but now it is time to hoist Baba's flag in our heart. In Mahabharata it is shown that God was seated on the chariot where it was the chariot of Arjuna. The flag was hoisted on the chariot of Arjuna. And so, in the coming times, Baba will be hoisted in everyone's heart. So, the whole world will come beneath the Baba's flag, and everybody will have a very divine light and might. So now, for 5 minutes we will sit in a very powerful yoga, and once again we will dedicate this yoga to Dadi Kulsar. The vibrations which we create now, that vibration will make a magic, that 5 minutes we will sit in this powerful yoga, and we will send the vibration to that great soul who has dedicated her bones in service. Let us give the thought, may you be happy. May you be happy.